becoming aware of the body in the posture that you've chosen. And inviting the mind to rest on the body, just as the body rests in this posture. And without losing this embodied presence of the mind at rest as best you can, we invite a momentary reflection on the quality of our hearts in this moment. Breathing in and breathing out and touching into the quality of care that supports and animates your practice in this moment and beyond. And from this place, inviting a touching into your intention for practicing, for exploring the roots of well-being, and in particular, for this practice of cultivating more awareness of the context within which we find ourselves and how those contexts impact our state of mind, our state of heart, our state of being. So as we settle in, perhaps taking a few deeper than usual breaths, and then just relaxing and giving yourself over to the natural rhythm and depth of breathing that your body finds its way to in this moment. As you're breathing in and breathing out, taking a few moments to just notice this body and its points of contact between the supports beneath you and beneath that, the earth. And breathing in and out and opening up awareness to notice this body and these supports, this chair, this sofa or bed or the floor, the ground where you are. See if you can notice some aspect of the physical world that is supporting you, that is beyond the touch of your body. It may be the room that is allowing you to experience a relative sense of calm, quiet, silence. It may be the weather that is stable enough and supportive enough to allow you to rest in these few moments out of doors. So as we do so, just opening up a sense of the body in connection with these aspects of our surrounding environment, your surrounding environment, and really feeling the way in which the body is in this very intimate interbeingness with all of these particular aspects of our environment that are a fundamental part of this moment for each of us, wherever we happen to be. Loosening the sense of ourselves as fully separate, but opening up to a kind of perception of that interrelated quality of this body, this environment in which the body rests. As we breathe in and out, maybe noticing just how a conscious breath is a manifestation of this reality that we're pointing toward as we breathe in, receiving oxygen from the natural world in which we're embedded, whether we happen to be within a built environment outside in the natural world. More explicitly, we are always already fully immersed in the context that supports our living, breathing, and thriving to the degree that we are in this moment. Similarly, we want to invite, as we rest in the sense of this body, breathing in and breathing out, aware of the interrelated nature of body and environment, feeling the body as a whole, in contact with different aspects of the supports that exist around us, around you in this moment. Breathing in and breathing out, and experiencing the calming, resting nature of the body in this moment, and its connections in this moment, interconnections with that which supports resting and calming. The breath itself, the internal, external dimensions of that. The physical location that is safe and stable enough to support you in breathing and resting in this moment. Feeling yourself a part of all that supports your experience of this moment, including that which exists and extends beyond the skin that we're in. And similarly, opening up to the quality of feeling tone being experienced in this body. Whether pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. And sensing the way that this environment, this setting, this context, the physical location that we're in, is part and parcel of the feeling tone that we are able to experience right now. So inviting a sense of the joyfulness of being situated in such a way as to be able to rest, breathe, become more aware. So just a pleasant quality it might be, just noticing that aspect of the experience to the degree you can. A pleasant quality of just resting in awareness. And now that awareness to encompass not only this body, but this body in inevitable relationship with aspects of the world around us. Not really separate fundamentally. Always embedded, even to some extent entangled, you might say, with air, with chair, with the buildings within which we find ourselves, the neighborhoods. So just resting in this sense of being in this broader context. Not separate from, not in some way lost in, but just consciously connected and interconnected right here. Now noticing any way in which objects of mind come to the fore, thoughts. And see if you can notice how thoughts too come to us often, most often, unbidden. And in a certain sense are another aspect or are impacted by context, the place that we're in, the messages that silently present themselves in the places that we find ourselves. So if we're outside, we're reminded of sunlight and bird song, perhaps the sound of waves crashing. And all of those subtle dynamics of the environment reminding us, if we're open to perceiving it, of our embeddedness in a world that we don't create and that we don't control. Similarly, if we're inside in a built environment, just noticing how the particularities of the space that we're in can impact the quality of mind. So if we're hearing noises that are somewhat distracting or even provocative, perceived as threatening or just annoying disturbances, just noticing, again, the ways the mind meets those sounds, thoughts may arise in response to feelings, feeling tones, associated with those sounds. We may move toward an explanation for the sounds, what we should do about the sounds. So just noticing again how the mind's own experience is a feature of internal and external contact. So much so that there becomes a greater ability, or can be a greater ability, to experience the seamlessness between what we think of as internal, what we think of as external. We are embedded in a world. So mindful of the contexts that shape our mind and sometimes cause us what's called dukkha, suffering, as we resist things in our context, changes that are happening around us, stories that get presented as explanations for those changes, some we like, some we don't, we pick and we choose. So just bringing awareness to qualities of mind and the ways that our embeddedness in the world, when processed by the mind that's perceiving and choosing and feeling and reacting, can contribute to that which we struggle with, a sense of dissatisfaction, unease. And so we invite reflection on the quality of mind that can lead to grasping and that dynamic itself, what it feels like and what it leads to cling to that which is already impermanent, changing, shifting. And of course, that's everything. We notice the quality of mind that is resisting something that is coming to the fore, that is present, that which is coming toward us is always changing as well. So just noticing how we react to that which is approaching, whether we resist, object, try to narrate around, try to avoid in some way that which we have associated with a kind of either an underlying negative or displeasing feeling tone. And our contexts are in this way impinging upon us as well. So just breathing in and breathing out as we deepen our understanding of or our insightfulness about how our being embedded in a world and a place influences the sense of the state of the body, the feeling tone, the qualities of mind, the struggles we experience. And so bringing in, if and as we might find ourselves remembering a moment of a struggle for us, some momentary conflict, or maybe a more long simmering conflict, some moment of displeasing encounter in the world. Could have been a conversation, someone could have moved toward you in a threatening way. Or it could be a little bit more distant, but something we're receiving information about through the media. So as we notice some of the ways we tend to react to what we perceive with either, you know, attachment to that which we appreciate and like, resistance to that which we don't, or neutrality around that which we perceive as kind of blank or numb or empty of a particular pleasant or unpleasant aspect. If, as we recall these experiences, these momentary reactions or conflicts even, notice what's happening in the body and see if you can bring in that quality of loving kindness of metta. Right here, right now. Navigating the world with the support of mindfulness as a kind of a friend along the journey is an ongoing invitation to just gently shift how it is we are in relationship to that which is arising. And so offering metta is just one example of a gentle shift in orientation. Opening up to the sense of loving kindness and compassion for ourselves as we encounter things that are difficult. Breathing in and breathing out. Sensing into the quality of loving kindness or metta in the heart region. So if we had been feeling some difficulty, opening up to the heart like the sun to warm, to soften that which is tightening or feeling cold and isolated, fearful. So as we breathe in and out, really feeling how it is that the particular incident that we recalled is alive in our bodies. again, the invitation is to just notice some of the aspects of context that impacted how you received and related to that provocation. This context can include social embeddedness, so perhaps you were in a social realm with other people you knew or didn't know. The demographics of that space might have been relevant. The quality of trustworthiness in the space might have been relevant. The sense of psychological or other safety might be relevant. So just noticing how context impacts how it is that we are poised to perceive and receive contact, bare information, words on a page that we interpret in certain ways. How is it that our contexts are part of what sort of shapes or forms or preforms or prefigures how we respond to or react to, perhaps more appropriately here, these stimuli, these sounds that we hear, aspects of sight that we perceive through the eyes, the thoughts that arise. How is our context impacting how we are in relationship to all of these things? So just breathing in and breathing out, and again, bringing kindness to what is arising. Seeing if you can stay as close as possible to the kind of a granular, bare awareness. Oh, this person was there, or this environment felt a little unsafe for me, or I've been feeling ill at ease in this place for some time, and I just have pushed it to the background. We're just gently opening up the door to seeing how these aspects of our environment actually play a vital role as constitutive aspects of our experience that help constitute what we tend to think of as, you know, just the thoughts that we have, feelings that we have. The thinking, the feeling, the body itself is embedded in a world which impacts us. Similarly, we might think of the aspect of context that has to do with pre-existing knowledge that we carry in relationship to this new stimuli, information, conversation, or pre-existing lack of knowledge. Each of us is differently situated in terms of pre-existing information. And so for you right now, just think about how the particular provocation might have been impacted by some prior encounter, either with this same person or someone similar, some prior incident that you've read about, learned about, that might be impacting how you're thinking about this new. So just breathing in and breathing out with a nod toward how that one aspect of our context might be that pre-existing knowledge base or lack of knowledge about that which we're encountering. Even something as bare and physical as the temperature in the space, or how warm we're feeling in certain really important neurobiologically dense regions like our hands. These very subtle aspects of our context have been shown to impact our thoughts. When we're holding something warm in our hands, we feel warm. Research has shown that we're often more able to feel warmth in our hearts, or a sense of positivity. Same encounter, same person, let's say we meet in an elevator, same small talk. We might respond to that differently if we're feeling cold, holding something cold, as opposed to feeling warm, holding something warm. So this again is just another example of how we can open the aperture on context as a feature impacting how we receive information, process it. And if this is so for ourselves, imagine all the ways this is true for all those whom we encounter and seek to collaborate with, communicate with, live in the world with. So as we prepare to bring this meditation to a close, I invite you to just take a few, perhaps deeper than normal for you, breaths, usual breaths. Letting go as best you can and when and as you're ready of all that's arisen in this meditation. Coming back to the sense of this particular breath, whether on the in-breath or the out-breath. And continuing to follow along. Allowing now the mind to open up to the sense of the spaciousness of the body as a whole. And including the mind, opening up the sense that as far as the mind's ability to perceive sound, to see, to perceive this body in the world, so too does the mind reach. So opening up the sense of mind like the sky, capable of perceiving far and wide and receiving from great distances. Allowing yourself to sit and rest in the spaciousness of big sky mind, if you will. As we bring this meditation to a close, resting in the rising and falling of this gentle breath and soaring quality of big sky mind.